Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Friends and comrades, welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 53. This is the show where we pick the five best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and share them with you. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'd like to be your cruise director, if you'll have me. Number one, there are only really two things I dislike about Instagram. One is the fact that the company hasn't introduced filters named Sam and Lucy in honor of my cats. It's cruel. Kind of the cruelest snub if there ever was one. The second thing I dislike, forced square cropping. Now, I know that that's the Instagram thing, and most of the time that constraint works well for the community. We're all in it together. And if you're taking a photo from within Instagram, you're already framing your photo for the square, and so it's fine. But what about those times when you take a great photo using another camera app, like the native iPhone app, or Camera Plus, or any of the other apps that don't crop your finished product? And then you import them into Instagram, and then, oh no, the square crop ruins it somehow. I hate that. But I have a little workaround today, and it's called Whitagram. You take a photo, any photo, and Whitagram will give that image square dimensions by adding white bars to the top and bottom, or the sides, depending on which way you hold the camera. Then you have editing options. You can adjust brightness within Whitagram, open an aviary or Camera Plus for more effects, or even change the background color from white to something else. Although the main point is Instagram integration, so when your background is white and you send your photo to Instagram, then it fits in nice and seamlessly with the existing design. In fact, all your friends will probably be saying, "Hey, wait a second, that's not square. How'd you do that?" Speaking of friends, my friend Kate turned me on to Whitagram, and I'm a little surprised I don't see more people using it. Thanks, Kate. Good find. I owe you my firstborn. Whitagram is free, it works well, and worth it to download just so you never have to ruin a perfect photo with an unnecessary crop just to play along. Number two. We try not to dwell too much on rumors here on i5. I mean, there's so many actual apps to review and news to kick around after all. But it's looking pretty good for a new iPhone announcement on Tuesday, September 10th. And here's something that might make this year's annual announcement even more special. Two iPhones, a regular 5S update to the current iPhone 5, and a lower-cost version made with cheaper components and more attractive to potential customers in emerging markets where Apple's current price points might be a little too high. The latest word of this comes from sources at Assembler Hon Hai, speaking to the Wall Street Journal, which almost always has pretty solid leaks when it comes to Apple. This would all make September 10th a pretty exciting announcement on its own, but a couple more interesting rumors about the new iPhone 5S, are you ready? Could put it over the top. The first, a fingerprint sensor on the home key, which could replace the idea of passcodes and take an iPhone personal security up a few notches. The second rumor involves a gold iPhone. Made of pure gold. No, I'm kidding. Except according to a source who's used the prototype, the face would still be white and only the backs and the sides would be gold instead of the brushed silver that we have on our white phones today. Kind of fun. I think I'd probably get a gold iPhone, but with a white front, I'm not sure how different it's really going to feel. I mean, give me a glow-in-the-dark iPhone or something in a neon, and then we can get all worked up. Number three. So last week, I was in Miami with a couple of girlfriends, hanging out. We were going out to a club. We got all dressed up, take a cab, get into the club, get to the point where I needed to check my phone, and I didn't have it. I was panicking. Did I leave it at our hotel? Was it at a restaurant? Couldn't remember. Well, in situations like this, the Find My iPhone app would be very much a big help, except that I didn't have either my MacBook or my iPad with me. I could have used my login credentials on one of my friend's iPhones, but that's sort of a hassle, until we remembered Find My Friends. My friend Devin and I are connected on Find My Friends to locate each other, which morphs into Find My Friend's iPhone for situations like ours, because the app isn't really locating people, it's just locating iPhone GPS information. So we looked me up on Devin's phone, showing my phone being basically right at the entrance to this club that we were in. Did I drop it on the way in? Was it stolen? So I run outside. I happen to see the cab driver who dropped us off waiting across the street for a fare. I run over, I flag him down, I look in the back seat, and there's my iPhone. Disaster averted. Now, of course, you actually have to have friends who use Find My Friends for this to ever be useful. And I actually don't really have that many friends who do. Most of them feel it's a little too much stalker feeling. And that's understandable. But this is one of those situations I was really glad to have a little built-in detective. So, if you have a story with a happy ending like mine, we'd love to hear it. i5@twit.tv. Number four, got an email from Timothy, who has an interesting method for speeding up typing on an iPhone that he's been using since his BlackBerry days. He writes, I use the shortcuts feature on my iPhone to speed up my typing, not so much by using an abbreviation like EML to expand email, but for some of my most commonly typed words. For example, BB instead of B, CC instead of to see, two I's instead of I'll, MM for I'm, TT for the, UU for you. You get the idea? It's much easier for me to hit the T character twice in succession than it is to type T-H-E. Ooh, all right. I see what you're saying, Timothy. Though obviously you'd really have to give this some practice and work on committing to memory that pressing MM twice is short for I am. Then again, I've been having some trouble with my autocorrect. I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like it gets worse over time rather than smarter at predicting what I'm trying to type. So for power iPhone users, this might be a good shortcut system to try out if you're up for a workflow challenge. Finally, number five, we got an email from Ashutosh with a tip about the Chrome browser app. Ashutosh writes, we can switch tabs faster in Chrome by holding the side of the page/screen and dragging it left or right. All right, now the truth is I've never actually used Chrome on my iPhone. It's not because I'm so crazy about Safari, but sometimes we forget that we have other browser app choices. So Ashutosh's little trick is pretty cool. You kind of need to press hold and flip, but it's a solid little gesture, especially if you like having a lot of tabs open and you're going back and forth. In fact, handling browser tabs has always been kind of annoying in Safari, and what we've seen from the iOS 7 beta, it will be a lot better in iOS 7. But having used Chrome as my primary browser all weekend as an experiment, I really thought it was great. It's fast, faster than Safari. Managing tabs is better. And since I use Chrome as my primary browser on my desktop and my laptop, I can just sign in and automatically import all my settings, search history, bookmarks, etc. It's also nice to be able to go incognito on the fly because sometimes I'm doing some shady searches and I don't need a record of all of that. The main problem is you can't make Chrome your default browser, at least not yet, and maybe not ever. So if you click a link in, say, an email, Safari is going to open back up. Doesn't bother me too much, but it is a limitation. Well, that's about it for another fun-filled episode of i5. I hope you liked your cruise. If you know somebody who has an iPhone and might really like regular app tips such as these, show them how to subscribe to the show at twit.tv/i5. You can email us at i5@twit.tv, leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you right here next week on i5 for the iPhone.